This podcast is only made possible from donations from listeners like you. To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hello, news listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 21st of October, 2021. Here comes the best technology news that's been going on the past couple of days, and it's coming your way in about 5 minutes. Well, we're going to start off today's show, of course, with Google's Pixel 6 event and get you caught up on the highlights of that. We finally get to see all in its glory the Pixel 6 and the Pixel 6 Pro. It's not just rumors or leaks anymore. Though let it be said, all of those rumors we've been hearing the past few months, yeah, it's pretty much all true. So we're not going to learn a whole lot here. Starting off with Google's Tensor processor. Indeed, it is there. This new machine learning chip will be able to help with tasks like voice recognition, help make your photos even less blurry, and heck, if you don't like people in the background of that photo, you can just completely get rid of them. Google's even saying that it should be actually competitive with Qualcomm's latest Snapdragon processor when it comes to overall CPU and GPU performance. Now onto that 50 megapixel camera. Actually, both Pixel 6 and the Pro phones will have this camera, though the 50 megapixel actually bends images down to 2.5 megapixels during processing. Both phones also feature an ultra-wide camera, but it's the Pro that actually adds the telephoto camera, and also gives the selfie camera an upgrade with a wider lens, plus a higher resolution sensor. Not to mention the Pro model also, it's much larger. As far as pricing goes, the Pixel 6 will sell for about $599 and the Pixel 6 Pro, $899. One of the other highlights that actually wasn't announced from the event was Pixel Pass. They actually launched it right alongside the new phones. Now, as far as what Pixel Pass is and what it gets you, it basically lets you bundle a phone, cloud storage, YouTube Premium, and Google Play Pass all in one monthly payment. Sound familiar? How much your monthly payment actually will be will depend on what model you get, though. $45 for the Pixel 6 plan and $55 a month for the Pixel 6 Pro plan. There is a bit of a catch to this, though. Say you pay off your phone over the course of 2 years and decide you want to cancel your Pixel Pass, you'll actually have to pay off the remaining balance on your phone. Seems the craze nowadays is spatial audio, thanks to Apple, of course. In fact, you've got new earbuds that are supposed to be compatible with it. However, though, Amazon Music saying, hey, enjoy spatial audio on your headphones that you have right now. Yes, Amazon did announce that their Music Unlimited subscribers will be able to listen to spatial audio now with whatever their favorite headphones may be. And it'll be available via your Android app or your iOS app. Now, according to the company, they're supporting two formats of spatial audio, Dolby Atmos, which, by the way, is also offered from Apple Music, and also Sony's 360 Reality Audio. Now, believe it or not, Amazon actually offered spatial audio since 2019, but it was very limited to just a few devices, most notably the Echo Studio and Sony's SRS RA5000. And finally, here's something that'll take us back to our childhoods, well, at least most of us that listen to this show. You remember the chatter telephone from Fisher-Price? You know, the little thing you dragged around by the receiver when you were a kid? Well, it's back, and it's a real damn phone now. Yes, just like all things in their anniversaries, 50, this being 60th anniversary, Fisher-Price thought, yep, let's go ahead and make this thing a real phone. It does fully function. You can make and receive calls. However, though, it's not a landline unit. Nah, this is the future. We don't have those things anymore. It actually connects to your iOS or Android phone via Bluetooth, and you're gonna have to be within 15 feet in order to do this. And unlike your phone that you just drug around when you were a kid, this one actually needs some charging time. And it won't charge by dragging it either, you'll have to plug it in. Once it is fully charged though, you get 9 hours of talk time on the chatter phone. And if you don't feel like holding up the receiver to your ear, there's also a speakerphone button that wasn't included before. As far as what nostalgia will set you back, I guess Fisher-Price thought, well, it's 60th anniversary, let's charge $60. However though, if you really want it, you better hop on board while you can. According to Fisher-Price, these suckers are limited. How limited, though, we don't know. Usually when they say limited, though, it's limited to how many they can actually make. Got yourself a story no one else is listening? Send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, located at britishtechnetwork.com, is where you find all the BTN podcasts. Of course, all the BTN shows available via Apple Podcasts as well, and many other popular podcast platforms. Give us a like on Facebook at our official page there at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech, and join our community today over at our Slack room by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show, of course, back at your way for your FR Friday edition tomorrow. We will get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be going on. But until then, have yourself a great Thursday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting this show.